This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm just going to push this back to get a slightly clearer picture. Inshallah, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, there it goes. I think I can move back as well. Okay, that's a little bit clearer. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Okay, so bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, it has been brought to my notice just now that someone, somewhere online, is actually selling t-shirts with my name and my face. I have absolutely nothing to do with that. I don't condone it, I don't approve of it, and I thought it would be important to make a clarification. Now, it was something very, very interesting because obviously things like these do happen. And I'm sure the brother might have good intentions, but unfortunately he did the wrong thing. So to actually start selling merchandise using somebody else's name and face is just not on. Not only is it Islamically unacceptable, but all norms across the globe would not permit that. You just start doing something without checking with the person. So inshallah, I pray that this clarification can actually be bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla beneficial. To the brother or the sister, whoever it may be, who is actually selling this merchandise, and to anyone else who might be doing the same, please don't do that. Please abstain from it. And please remember that the correct procedure and etiquette anytime, whether it's me or anyone else, is to ask the person first to seek permission and written permission. There are a lot of people who do a lot of things thinking that, well, you know, it's only da'wah and so on. So someone sent me an image just now and I was quite surprised because the image was edited, number one. Number two is that it was just so wrong, subhanAllah. And I felt for the brother because he might have been sincere. I'm no one to judge his intentions, but he made a mistake and he did something wrong. So I'd like to just request the brother, inshallah, if he can stop and abstain. And I hope he hasn't printed any of those t-shirts. I hope it was just an online beginning of a campaign to see if he can sell it. And so you don't, inshallah. Another thing is, what we also need to know is when people do things of this nature, we need to try and correct them and help them without swearing, without getting angry, without insulting them, and trying to think perhaps or look at it with maybe possibility of them having had good intentions, but they didn't know how to do it. So inshallah, my beloved brother, I hope that you can correct yourself. Similarly, when it comes to earning, we need to make sure that whatever we do, we have the permission of those who whose names we may be using. I think the issue of intellectual property is not discussed properly. You cannot just use anyone's name and do anything you want with anyone's face. There are a few YouTube pages as well, Instagram pages, various other pages that use names of sheikhs, and it's not the sheikh. That's actually a fraud. It is a fraud. I know on TikTok there are a few pages that use my name and they are fraudulent, to be honest. I do have an account there, but I haven't really used it and I haven't been on there for a while. I just went initially to check what was going on and it wasn't really my kappa. So my brothers and sisters, let's not create accounts that would mislead people. And let's not use people's names. And also, what's important is don't ever fall victim or prey to such people who DM you and ask you for funds or for money. I know someone sent me screenshots of a person on Instagram, as well as maybe the same or a different person on Facebook, who was DMing people and saying, "You are one of my good followers, and if you want me to make dua for you, then please donate to this beautiful cause." You know, so that is actually fraudulent. It's not right, and that's not the way it should be. So I wouldn't actually DM you to ask you, please donate to me, and so on. That's something I wouldn't do. If anything, maybe I would donate to you. Allah make it easy. But my brothers and sisters, be alert. Don't fall prey to such people who claim to pray for you, and they claim that they need to receive donations in order for the prayers to go through. I mean, that's so foolish. Imagine you put 20 bucks down and inshallah your prayers can go 500 feet above sea level. So if you put 200 bucks, it's going to be 5,000 feet above sea level, and so on. That's like crazy. But unfortunately, some people fall prey to this and some people actually believe it. So it's something we need to remind people about. Remember, my accounts are the ones with blue ticks or a verified badge. In the case of those who have dark mode on, a verified badge might be white or blue. And on YouTube, it's actually a tick as well next to the name. So you would notice that, and you would actually be able to tell that this is legitimately the person. But when it comes to others, trust me, you can discount all of them. You can discount all of them. Anyone pretending to be someone else, you need to be alert. You know, when you receive emails, you must be very, very alert as to what exactly you are doing and who it is coming from. You need to go to where it says sender, and you need to look at who it's going to reply the email to. Don't click on links. Don't open attachments if you don't know exactly where it came from. I mean, so silly. Someone with an email address that said admin at or reply or security at v.whatsapp.com, or something like that. They had the v.whatsapp.com. I mean, that was obvious that it was not WhatsApp. It would have been whatsapp.com. That's it. Why would they put the V in front of it and some other letters? Because they created a bogus account. And then you have these people who fall prey to it, and you click and they say, enter your password, enter your banking details. I know of someone recently who lost a lot of money to a person who told them that I have so many million, you know, that are in a treasure somewhere. And in order to get it, I'm only going to need 100,000. And when I get that 100,000, I'm going to actually be able to give you so much of it as in return. And this person gave them the money, and then they told me, you know, I'm waiting, and you know, I've been robbed and whatever. And that's foolish. I mean, you didn't ask me before you gave them, and you want to ask me after everything's gone. They succeeded in conning you. It cannot be that people have lost millions of dollars in a treasure in their backyard, and to dig it, they're going to need so many dollars. There is someone saying, my dad got scammed for 8,000. Tell your dad that I said he's lucky it was not 800,000. So it's a 419 scam, yes. And this is a long time back. I remember people claiming that, oh, we have US dollars that are half printed, and if you give us money, we can use the formula of a chemical that is required to complete the print. I mean, come on, gosh. That is the silliest thing that I have heard. And you know what? Good people have fallen prey to it. So be careful. Similarly, if you see, going back to the topic of merchandise, if you see things that are for sale that happen to be with a sheikh's face or something that is, you know, that is bogus or it's not condoned by the person, don't buy it. Just don't buy it. You don't have to buy it, because if you buy it, you're supporting the person. Notice I'm not mentioning the name of the person or the company simply because It could be many people, it could be one person, and why should I advertise for them? It could have been a gimmick also, a gimmick meaning a way of attracting attention where this whole thing, if I responded to them with their name, everyone would then say who it is and this person would become even more famous. So that's the reason why I chose to do a YouTube clip. Perhaps, who knows, I may post this on Instagram a bit later, I may not. But Alhamdulillah, I thank Allah for giving us this opportunity to speak to one another and to be able to look at your comments. I can see them quite clearly, Alhamdulillah. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah to everyone. Here is someone saying you should post it. The reason why I'm not going to post it is I don't want to, blow into the flame and create a bigger flame. I'd rather just say, I'm not involved in it. I don't approve of it. I think it's wrong. And I'm still thinking perhaps the brother or sister may have had good intentions, but they made a mistake. So the mistake you made, inshallah, you can correct it, you can reverse it. And, normally I have the capacity of getting cross, but we do that after we give you a few chances, inshallah. In the past, I've had an issue where we had to take some legal action against someone because of something they didn't rectify, and we gave them many, many chances, and they just ignored it. So we had to go the legal route, which is actually very sad. But I wouldn't do that in a rush unless I really felt it needed to be done. So yeah, that's how it goes. So it's been lovely chatting with you guys, and take care, everyone. And shukran for those of you who have supported us this evening. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.